Jean Bintabriz, 1956 to 2021. I cannot in this life figure that middling day outside of the summer South London basked in that made me squint up at your window blind as I rang your bell three times. Static waiting for you made me ring long again. Me not no morning gal, you yawned as I glanced at my watch, hands aimed way beyond 12 noon. I was on time for our lunch. You bowed and waved me in, sleepily offered tea. You mock toff say tay, as if dispensing rare Appleton rum. I forget what else in that two-story terrace in your upstairs rental, back in the late 80s, when poetry readings called gigs in back rooms got you piss for pay if you attracted less than a sad sack of drunks. All our roads forked for forked sake, no knives, both forks taken at the same time. Drank pints warm, fingered chips wrapped in yesterday, talked mouths full, sorted apartheid, Palestine, Greenham Common, burned, baby, burned the proverbial candle that may not have been a badly rolled past a dutchy outsized spliff at both unfiltered ends. Aid travels with a bomb, you said. A transistor broadcasts on transmitters buried in your head. My psychiatric training could diffuse how I could, should not refuse. You were just breeze to us. Grabbed audiences by hand, waist, nervous brainstem. Whirled us to a swoon. Lyrical Binta, veranda afternoons graced your yard. Greetings, ma'am. Now, Jean, I take you up under the ova of your days above doorbells, moment by moment, pooled across decades, fill us to the brim. Our lives passed, pass, passing, quick.